The Dan Patrick Show. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 on the new Denver Sports 760.
And welcome back to the Colorado Buffaloes pregame broadcast. Justin Adams here, sitting down with Mike Petrino, Director of Video Operations, as well as recruiting. Mike, how are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, thank you very much.
Good. Now it's Valentine's Day, Mike, and I know that we're going beyond the court. That's the segment that we have going on, and you have a very, very interesting story that ties in right in with Valentine's Day, and it has to do with how you found your wife. Could you talk to us about it?
You're right. It is a unique story. I've been fortunate to be coaching now. It's my 23rd year, 18 in high school, and this is the fifth year at the college level. I actually met my wife through coaching, and it was back in September when in Montana when they played girls basketball in the fall. And fifth game of the season, and coaching freshman girls basketball, and the opposing coach was someone who I would meet after the game and then start talking to, and 3 months later got engaged and married a few months after that, and be 17 years this August.
That's nice. Now the thing about this is also is that you did win this game, the first game. Now what did you say to her specifically? How did you get her number?
That's a great point. I did win that game, and after the game, I actually asked for her number so we could exchange scouting reports for freshman girls basketball, which sounds really smart and like premeditated, but it really wasn't. I was actually that tunnel vision on coaching. And it turns out that was the best line I guess you could ever see. But we did start dating. We did play again later that year. And I always say that we met, I won, and then we started dating. I did not win that second game. In fact, I used all my timeouts in the third quarter trying to break a press. But so I won the first game. We started dating, and she's been undefeated ever since.
So just like women, right? Once they find their man, they put the full court pressure on you.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. That's a great point. And I ran out of timeouts years ago, right? So I still haven't been able to use them.
Speaking with Mike Petrino, going beyond the court. And before we wrap everything up, now you do have a video of the first day you two coached against each other. Talk about that a little bit, because there's a little surprise that your wife, she doesn't want to see that video for some reason.
No, we played. It was at our place. It was on the road for her, and she's the most calming person I've ever met and very intelligent. But that will get her riled up if it's even brought up, that game. And I actually have a copy of the VHS tape of that day, and we still have it because it's the day we met.
Right.
To this day, she's never watched the full game because she thought that the officials played a major outcome in that game, which I didn't see that at all. I just thought it was good coaching. But, to this day, she will not watch it. So if I ever want to watch it with her, first I have to find a VCR.
Okay.
I don't know where that is. And then I don't think she'd last more than a quarter.
Do you ever think you're going to play it at all? Do you like try to trick her a little bit?
I think when my daughters are older, we're going to play that. And we'll have to explain what a VCR was to our kids, and we'll have to explain how that all works. But then it'd be really fun to have her watch it with mom. Maybe Mother's Day.
There we go. And you could also
you inspired a great idea.
See, and I could also explain, how do you use all your timeouts in the third quarter and then ask for a number with a scouting report. See, I haven't tried that, but we could always do that for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you are onto something. That's great.
Mike, really appreciate you being here today, and that will be our segment going beyond the court. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and we'd like to speak to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all your help.
All right, definitely. And that's Mike Petrino, Director of Video Operations as well as Recruiting. When we return, Corey Lopez will speak with Linda Lappy. That's coming up next on Denver Sports 760 and the Colorado Basketball Network.